Welcome to This Week in Astrology. This is episode number 648 for April 16 through 30, 2024. One of 2024's most potent aspects, a Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, highlights the second half of April. We also have a Scorpio-Pluto full moon, Mercury turning direct, and a double Thor's hammer, challenging committed partnerships. We round out this half month with the Sun entering Taurus, Venus conjunct Chiron, and Mars conjunct Neptune. Dive in. We have a lot to talk about. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm your host, Benjamin Bernstein. I record these forecasts as an audio podcast and a video, so take your pick. The video version includes detailed chart graphics, which you can also see in my written forecasts at astroshaman.com. Be sure to subscribe to This Week in Astrology in your preferred app, and if you haven't already, be sure to click the link in the show notes for two chances to win a free Astrology Plus session with me each month. In fact, I announce our April winner during this episode. As of April 16th, the moon is waxing, Mercury is retrograde through April 25th, and we have no continuing aspect patterns. See details and links to all that in the show notes. All right, let's get into it. On Tuesday, April 16th, your relationships, creativity, and finances can be mysteriously empowered by a Venus-Pluto quintile, Venus 14 Aries, Pluto 2 degrees Aquarius. With Venus in Aries, you can take bold action to manifest the magic. On Friday, April 19th, we have four events in one day. The first is a Mercury-Venus conjunction at 18 Aries. This can help you be both assertive and harmonious in your communications. It's also ideal for creative writing. Next, on Friday, April 19th, the Sun enters Taurus at 10 a.m. EDT. For the next month, you can focus more easily in the areas of money, possessions, and security. And don't forget the five senses, nature immersion, persistence, and just being. Are you persevering where appropriate and letting go when something is done? Are you getting your security only from the material world or from a more fundamental spiritual bedrock? Are you engaging in endless activity or taking time to sit in silence? Finally, on Friday, April 19th, there are two Mars aspects, a Mars-Jupiter sextile, Mars 21 Pisces, Jupiter 21 Taurus, and a Mars-Uranus sextile, Mars 22 Pisces, Uranus 22 Taurus. This harmoniously supercharges Mars' natural potentials as a warrior, pioneer, sexual being, and entrepreneur. With Mars in Pisces, there can also be potent masculine energy supporting inspired creativity, flow state, and dream work. And let's not forget my favorite Pisces manifestation, spiritual awakening. If you don't already have a quick, easy, and effective way to stay in abiding awakening, learn about my free embodied awakening invocation that is linked in the show notes. On Saturday, April 20th, one of 2024's most important aspects, that Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, has its only occurrence today at 10:27 p.m. EDT. That's at 21 degrees, 49 minutes Taurus. It came into orb, which means close enough to connect, on July 21st of 2023, and leaves orb in less than 2 months on June 15th here in 2024. What follows is an extensive list of shadow qualities between Jupiter and Uranus, followed by even more positive qualities. These are drawn with the author's generous permission from Wren Butler's magnificent book called The Archetypal Universe, Astrological Patterns in Human Culture, Thought, Emotion, and Dreams. It's an awesome book on 2 and 3 planet combinations, and I've linked it in the show notes. All right, let's get onto those shadow qualities of Jupiter and Uranus. Manic and impulsive excesses, intolerance of any structure or commitment, unrealistic urges for freedom above all else, unwillingness to cooperate, flippant arrogance, unbridled eccentricity, an unreliable and impractical nature, ongoing wanderlust and impatience, irresponsible or ineffective rebellion, shadow or incomplete rebirth, false breakthroughs, flash-in-the-pan delusions, attraction to get-rich-quick schemes, pie-in-the-sky over-optimism, hubris and overweening pride, a Christ complex, cravings for glory, delusions of genius, philosophical conflicts, philosophical or intellectual elitism, and self-righteous genius. All right, what about the high side? Positive potentials include dramatic breakthroughs and quantum leaps, rebirth and awakening, surprising resolution of problems, unexpected openings and opportunities, expanded horizons, changes of fortune or philosophy, unstoppable and infectious optimism, heightened aliveness, access to new layers or realms of experience, transcendence of petty problems and attachments, the urge to share your light, the light at the end of the tunnel, a eureka moment, feelings of universal redemption, collective epiphanies and awakenings, breakthroughs that benefit everyone, everything around you coming vibrantly alive, higher emancipation, freedom for all, maximum liberation, moments of genius or brilliance. We're not even done. We also have divine inspiration to become as God, flashes of greatness, ascendancy of the liberal, humanitarian, and progressive impulses, and surges of cultural flowering. Plenty of upside. In conclusion, the universe is a hologram and is powerfully influenced by our thoughts. The more you focus on the high side potentials, the greater the chance that they'll show up to make your life more wonderful. Not just for you, but that'll make the world a better place too. All right, that's Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Now on to Sunday, April 21st. While a Venus-Chiron conjunction can challenge relationships, it also supports relationship healing. Chiron heals and also gives wisdom, so reach out for wise counsel and support if you need it. This conjunction also supports giving or receiving insights around creativity and finance, the other meanings of Venus. I will be right back with that Scorpio-Pluto full moon, Mercury turning direct, a relationship-challenging double Thor's hammer, and more right after this. Here are two five-star international reviews of my number one best-selling book. Tete, a reader in Spain, said, quote, "Powerful insights to easily enter higher states of consciousness. If you cannot meditate, this method will help you meditate for as long as you wish at a very high level. Once you are in the divine zone, healing is easy," end quote. And Trish from Australia said, quote, "It's easy to read and gets to the point simply without fluff. The invocations are explained succinctly and can be effortlessly incorporated into your daily routine. I love the invocations. They work on anything. I recommend this book. You won't be disappointed," end quote. As I mentioned earlier, my book's 15-word title is Instant Divine Assistance, Your Complete Guide to Fast and Easy Spiritual Awakening, Healing, and More. If you like to listen, my audiobook is free if you're not yet an Audible member. Instant Divine Assistance is also available as an ebook, paperback, and hardcover. Click a link in the show notes to check it out on Audible or Amazon, or read it in Kindle Unlimited. Back to the forecast. On Tuesday, April 23rd, a full moon, potently boosted by a Pluto square, illuminates the sky at 7:49 p.m. EDT. That's at 4 degrees, 17 minutes Scorpio. Any Scorpio full moon is good for release or adjustment in a number of areas. Wealth and power, personal transformation, death and rebirth processes, shadow work, love and light occult practices, intimate energetic connection, insurance, taxes and inheritance, and shared resources of all kinds. Aspects. By far, this full moon's most important aspect is a tight T-square formed by the Sun, Moon, and Pluto. For starters, since Scorpio and Pluto embody the same astrological archetype, this square potently magnifies all the Scorpio themes I just mentioned. Here are three common Scorpio-Pluto themes that might come up for you during or after this full moon. Power. Are you cultivating power over, in which you manipulate or control others only to fulfill your selfish desires? Or are you developing shared power, where your power also serves and uplifts others? Wealth. Wealth isn't just money. It can be anything, tangible or intangible, that you value. Are you clear about the exact types of wealth you want, and how effectively are you attracting it? There's a link, by the way, to my post on the Law of Attraction in the show notes. Personal transformation. Are you willing to release everything you are and everything you've ever been that no longer serves your highest good to move to your next level of personal evolution? Are you consistently doing whatever you can to rise to the next level in everything that matters? And are you using the most quick and effective methods to accomplish all that? The rest of this full moon's aspects involve tight aspects to three asteroid goddesses. A Juno sextile gives harmonious support to your committed partnerships. A good thing, too, given the relationship challenging double Thor's hammer peaking in 3 days. More on that in a moment. A Vesta trine can make it easier to selflessly support a worthy cause. Finally, a semi-sextile to the warrior goddess Pallas Athena can help you manifest appropriate assertiveness. Pallas can also help you with strategy, negotiation, and mediation. This full moon's Sabian symbol is a massive, unchanging rocky shore resists the pounding of the sea. The intensity of Scorpio and Pluto can definitely feel like this. But make sure your resistance to change is a conscious choice, not a mindless reflex. There are times when it's best to create a solid boundary and hold your ground. But there are also times when it's best to surrender to the waves. Let them wash away any parts of you or your life that have outlived their usefulness. A level of consciousness cannot comprehend a level beyond itself. So you literally cannot imagine how extraordinary your life could become and how much more helpful you could be to others as you move to higher levels of awakening. Is it time to stop fighting the waves? On Thursday, April 25th, Mercury turns direct today at 8:54 a.m. at 16 degrees Aries. Mercury has been retrograde since April 1st when it was at 27 degrees Aries. If you've been delaying a significant action because of Mercury retrograde, you're in the clear to start now. This is also a good time to begin acting on the insights you've gained during your Mercury retrograde reflections. Since Mercury retrograded entirely within Aries, what changes would help you more skillfully act as a warrior, pioneer, sexual being, or entrepreneur? Do you need help coping with Aries' darker expressions, such as destructive impulsiveness, sexual aggression, anger, or violence? I also suggested reflections based on Mercury's aspects as it turned retrograde. To see those, click the link in the show notes. On Friday, April 26, where could you benefit from adjustment or release in your committed partnerships? A double Thor's hammer could show you. This challenging aspect pattern started on April 5th, peaks on the 26th, and continues through May 12th. It includes Ceres, Juno, Pallas Athena, and Chiron. Every planet except Chiron is an asteroid goddess. Juno establishes the theme of committed partnerships. These could be romantic, platonic, or business-oriented. Her placement in Virgo asks whether both partners are serving each other in a way that serves highest good. Juno in Virgo also supports relationship healing and makes it easier to address the specific details that need attention. It can help to use a proven relationship healing method, such as Marshall Rosenberg's wonderful nonviolent communication system. Chiron and Ceres encourage both of you to identify and heal the traumas underlying your relationship challenges. Chiron can support healing even though he has lingering wounds of his own. The grain goddess Ceres suffered terribly when her daughter Persephone was abducted, but recovered enough to call forth the blossoming energies of spring. The final planet in this double Thor's hammer is Pallas Athena. She's a warrior goddess, but her skills also include strategy, negotiation, and mediation. Rather than stoke conflict, she'd rather help the two of you achieve a harmonious resolution. It can be helpful to think of relationships falling into one of three buckets. Positive. If a committed partnership is solid, this aspect pattern might only bring up minor issues that need tweaking. Negative. If there are serious irreconcilable differences, you might experience whatever challenge is needed to bring this to your attention. In this case, consider ending the relationship or at least minimizing contact. And then there's mixed, that fuzzy middle ground, relationships that have both significant promise and serious challenges. How do you know if trying to heal such a relationship is worth the time and energy it would take? After doing over 10,000 client sessions, I've gained some insights into the factors that best support relationship healing. The more of these that are present, the better the odds of achieving relationship healing. Both people have a strong desire to heal the relationship. They can take enough time to do it. They're using a proven relationship healing system. I mentioned nonviolent communication earlier. Each person takes full responsibility for their own emotions. Each person has an effective way to heal the traumas that the relationship triggers. In fact, my free healing invocation has helped thousands do this with surprising ease and speed. That's linked in the show notes. Working with the relationship issues this double Thor's hammer brings up may be challenging at times, but if you work with them consciously and skillfully, your committed partnerships will be in better shape once the dust settles. On Monday, April 29th, if you can dream it, you can do it. This could be the slogan for today's Mars-Neptune conjunction at 29 Pisces. Neptune and Pisces are the dreaming, and Mars is the doing. This is also a great time for visualization, imagination, or law of attraction work on Mars' basic themes, taking action as a warrior, pioneer, sexual being, or entrepreneur. Mars can also energize the Neptune and Pisces themes of spiritual awakening, inspired creativity, operating in flow state, and dream work. Also, would you like to speed up your healing and awakening as part of an uplifting community with hundreds of dedicated awakeners? Then check out Awakening Plus, my online membership that can put your personal transformation into high gear. You can choose from about a dozen Zoom calls every month, as well as an ever-expanding archive of over 650 events that can profoundly change your life. You'll also benefit from three major courses and much more to help you awaken, heal, and thrive. Click the link in the show notes to learn more or go to awakeningplus.com. That's awakening, P-L-U-S.com. I also host another podcast called Awaken, Heal, and Thrive. Learn fast and easy tools for awakening, healing, and more. Gain wisdom from enlightening guests and enjoy mind-bending ayahuasca stories. I drop two new episodes each month. Check out the latest one called More About Dark Entities and Wounded Parts. Click the link in the show notes or search for Awaken, Heal, and Thrive wherever you get audio or video podcasts. I mentioned at the top I was going to announce our free session winner for April. This is Norma. In fact, this is the only Norma who has entered. So if that's you, email me at benjamin@astroshaman.com and we will get you set up with your free reading. Congratulations, Norma. And to you, even if you're not Norma, thanks for being here. Once again, I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com. I can serve you with astrology readings, shamanic healing, and one-of-a-kind life coaching. All my one-on-one services are equally effective in person or long distance. And as I mentioned, I run the Awakening Plus online membership for spiritual support. You can learn all about this and more at astroshaman.com. Please reach out if you have any questions. My email is benjamin@astroshaman.com, and my number for voice and text is 828-338-9852. I'd love to connect with you. We're wrapping up. Please leave me a 5-star rating, review, or comment wherever you're getting this episode so others who also love astrology and spirituality can find it. And be sure to check out my Instant Divine Assistance book and audiobook and my Awaken, Heal, and Thrive podcast. Thanks again for spending this time with me. I wish you infinite blessings as the stars light your way.